Okay, let's begin. Menachem said he got a little past the Mishnah. Let's review from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Beis, and then we'll go further from there onto Yud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Machlokas Tanaim, when does the Isurim of Achila and Hana start on Erev Pesach? We learned earlier in the Masechta that Mida Oraisa, Chametz becomes Aser from Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Different Makoras brought on the Avdalad. That's clear that the Chametz becomes Aser Mida Oraisa at Chatzos. The Machlokas between the Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is regarding the Isurei Durabanan on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ochlin kol chametz v'sarfen b'tchilas sheish. Rameir says that one could eat chametz the entire fifth hour. It's mutter b'han b'achila even v'sarfen b'tchilas sheish. In other words, there's only 1 hour that Chazal added on, the 1 hour prior to Chatzos, which is the beginning of the sixth hour. During that hour, you have to start burning it already at that time, b'tchilas sheish. While Rameir and the eating it is you could eat it already prior to that to Chatzos, just skipping 1 hour back. During the fifth hour, you can still eat it. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochlin kol arba, betolin kol chamesh, v'sarva betchila sheish. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you have to go back another hour. You could eat it the entire fourth hour, meaning there are 2 hours that you're not allowed to eat it, midrabanan, v'tolin kol chamesh, and it hangs, literally, during the fifth hour. In other words, you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't burn it yet. V'sarfin b'tchila sheish, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hours. There are 2 hours before Chatzos that one is not allowed to eat from it. So again, according to Behuda, it's a couple of steps. During the fourth hour, you're allowed to eat it. During the fifth hour, it's tolin, meaning you're not allowed to eat it, but you're still allowed to get benefit from it, as we'll see. V'sarfim t'chila sheish, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. That, Rabbi Yehuda and Meir are the same when is the chiyuv beer. Let's finish the Mishnah. Ba'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Chalos Shel Toda Psulos Munachas Agava Itzdava. Rabbi Yehuda even says that there was a simon that in the Beis HaMikdash, how everybody can know, they didn't have watches in those days, so everybody can know exactly what the times were on Erev Pesach. There were two Chalos Psulos. Right, we know the Karban Toda was was brought with 40 loaves. There are a lot of loaves brought with the Karban Toda, and as we mentioned, you have a very short time to eat it. Though other Karbanos Shlamim, one has the day that you bring it, and you have the night, and you have the following day, you have a lot of time to eat the Karban Shlamim. And you don't have any loaves that go with the Karban Shlamim. A Karban Toda, you have 40 loaves that go with it, and you have a very short time to eat it. You have to finish it by Chatzos of that night. So it's very possible that you have some leftovers. You have some leftovers, and therefore they become puzzle the following day. So the Rabbi Yehuda said they didn't just burn the leftovers like regular din of noser. Two of them they used to help everybody know exactly what time it was. They put these two chalos toda psulos on these platforms, on these pillars, in view of everybody. Kozman shemunachos, all as long as everybody saw these two loaves, kol ha'am ochlin. Everybody used to keep eating because they knew that was the fourth hour. Nitzla achas, when one of them was taken off, tolin lochad lo sarfin. Then that's the limbo time, and they didn't eat, they didn't burn it yet. Nit lushteyan, once both of them were taken off, it's chilukal amsarf, and then everybody started to burn their chametz. Okay, somebody asked me yesterday, what about Rabbi Meir? What did Rabbi Meir say about this simon? So you could say that they didn't do the simon in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabbi Meir. A lot of machlokes about what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So Meir might say that they didn't do this in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have this simon, they didn't need to have this simon. Or else Rabbi Meir would say it was a different simon. They had both of them, and then when it was time to burn, they took both of them off. There was no limbo, they didn't take off one and leave one. Either way, the Mishnah doesn't say. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, the final shita, Rabbi Gamliel says, Chulin Echolin Kol Arba, V'Truma Kol Chavish V'Sarva B'Tchila Sheish. Fundamentally, Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the Iser Achila, the Heter Achila is only in the fourth hour. In the fifth hour, it's also Tolin, but he gives a special Heter for Truma. Truma, because there's an issue of Hefsid Kachim, which we'll talk more about in a minute. You don't want to be Mafsid the Truma. You don't want to it's a mitzvah to eat the Truma, and it's also to not treat the Truma properly. So he gives you an extra hour to eat the Truma. V'Sarva B'Tchila Sheish, and then you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. Couple of points on the Mishnah. It's a well-known brisker Rav, probably the most famous brisker Rav on Maseches Pesachim, and Menachem said he didn't get to mention it yesterday, so I wanted to mention it on this Mishnah. First of all, the brisker Rav is bothered, based on the Rambam, but the Mishnah, according to everybody, quotes v'sarfin b'tchila sheish. You have to burn it b'tchila sheish. But let's say according to Yehuda, it already comes asur b'achila at the end of the fourth hour. So why can't you burn it in the fifth hour? Why do you have to wait? You have to wait till after the fifth hour to burn it? when he just burned it in the fifth hour, it says sarfim b'tchilas shesh. We're going to get to it in a minute. Our minhag is to burn it earlier. But why in the Mishnah does it say you have to wait to burn it? Question one. Question two is, if you look in the Rambam seems to distinguish between the 2 hours midrabanan that were added on according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is what we pass it. Remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Chatzoset on, which is after the sixth hour, that's Asur Daraisa. Fine. But during the sixth hour, it's Asur, totally, and you have to burn it. During the fifth hour, going 2 hours back, so that there's already Nisar Achila there, but there's a Heter Hana. The question is, what's the relationship between those 2 extra hours that are added on? Because if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes, the Brisker Rav notes that the Rambam is machalik between these 2 hours. He doesn't just say, and you're not allowed to eat it for an extra 2 hours beforehand. The Rambam writes, Umitchilas sha ashishis, yehei chametz aser ba'achilu u'bahana, kol sha ashishis v'divrei sofrim. That's the first hour added on, that is aser ba'achila en hana, v'shar hayom mishvias v'lala ben haTorah, and then he adds on, sha achamishis, which is the 2 hours earlier, in Oakland, Bachametz, Gzeira Mishum Yom HaMe'unan. And the earlier hour, you can't eat Chametz, Gzeira Mishum of a cloudy day, which we'll get to on Amid Beis, Shem Yitta Bechamishas Lashishas. You might come to make a mistake. But the Rambam, in his language, distinguishes between one, the sixth hour, which he says, Chametz is Asa Bachilu Ba'na Kol Shah, Bidibri Sofrim, and then Shah Chamishas, in Oakland, Bachametz, Gzeira Mishum Yom HaMe'unan, etc. Says the Brisker Rav, maybe there's a fundamental difference between these 2 extra hours that were added on. The first extra hour that was added on, the sixth hour, that is an Isser Chefza of Chametz. Chazal said that though the Torah says that the idea, the Chefza of Chametz, only starts at Chatzos, they were Mamshech, they said it starts earlier. The Shem Chalos Chametz starts earlier. And therefore, Chametz B'Chefza starts an hour earlier, at the beginning of the sixth hour. And that's why there's a Chiv to burn it right then, because now it's Chametz. The hour beforehand, that's a Gzeira on the Gavra. It's not Chametz yet in the fifth hour. You don't have a chiv to burn it. You're not supposed to burn it yet. It's not chametz b'chefsa. There goes there on the gavra that the gavra should not eat chametz for that extra hour. But it's not that the chalos shem chametz started earlier. That's why the Rambam is machalik in the lashon. And number two, that's why the Rebbe says you're not supposed to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour when it becomes a chalos shem chametz. Though we've spoken about it in the past. In general, Yisurei Derabanan or Yisurei Gavra and Yisurei Daraisa or Yisurei Chafza. Here, the Brisker Rav with the Grizal Rambam says that maybe no, even within these Dinim Derabanan, there's a difference. The Betchilas Shishas Yisur Chavetz Shaloki Yisurei Dechavetz Kol Shar Hayom. V'rak Dizei Yisur Benator V'Lokei Love. But this would be Derabanan and Ain Lokei Love. But Shach Chamishas that's Dinachil Lagamrei. Right, that's Zam Gzeir Derabanan on the Gavra. Okay, that's the Brisker Rav that we're going to come back to a number of times in the future. Point number one. Point number two, an extension of this is that our minhag, when do we burn it? When you have all the burning times on the shul calendars, we don't wait till the sixth hour to burn it. We burn it earlier. We burn it right after they have a time for eating and a time for ana. We burn it earlier. So why do we burn it earlier? That's based on a Ramah. The Ramah writes in Taf Lamed Daled, quoting the Maharivayal. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch first says, Tov Lachzer, based on a Rush, also putting all these cards together, the Rush first says, Tov Lachzer, Levaslo, Pama, Cheres, Biom, Yudalad, Sov Shah, Chamishis, Kodim, Shedekiah, Shah, Shishis. The Rush says, and we pass in this way, that you're supposed to do Bittel, not only at night, Kol Chamira, but we say another Kol Chamira on Erev Pesach morning. Why? Because we want to include all the Chametz. We have left over some Chametz for breakfast. Now, the second Kol Chamira that we say, we include everything that we have in our house, that we know about, that we don't know about. We want to do another Bittel in the morning. But the halacha is, you can't do bittel once chametz becomes aser b'hana to you. You can't do bivatel chametz that's not yours. So you have to do bittel at a time before chametz becomes an asar. So you can't do bittel in the sixth hour already, because it's already aser midrabanan and b'hana. So you have to do bittel in the fifth hour. A. B, the Maharivayal adds, you should do bittel after you burn. Because you want to do burning also, tashbisu, on chametz that you own. You don't want to do burning on chametz that's not yours. That's also not the mitzvah. So you want to do bittel and burning when it's yours. And you want to do bittel, really, the last act that you do having to do with chametz. You really want to burn and then do bittel. So because of all these reasons, you have to do it. You have to do it a little bit earlier. Because already in the sixth hour, it's not yours anymore. So that's what the Ramah says. You want to do chametz bittel with your chametz. That's why you want to do srefa and then bittel. You got to do both of these before the sixth hour, so that you get the key of doing chametz, doing bittel and tashbisu of your own chametz. Okay, so that's the Brisker Rav. That's the Ramah about the bittel and the burning. And just one other ha'ara. There is a machlokes rishonim here when we're talking about all these hours. The hour of achila, hana, what type of hours are we talking about? And we know there are two kinds of hours. There are standard hours and there are halachic hours, shows manios. That's also two deos in the Ramah in Siman Taf Mem Gimel. What kind of hours we're talking about? The Ramah first quotes the Rambam in the Pirshim Shnayas in Brachos. Ubishasa Iber Shayom Aruch Elu Ha'arba Shos Lefi Inyan Hayom Umutra Lechol Chabitz Shlush Hayom. That is what we try to paskin like, shows manios. And then he quotes the Shumas Adashen, V'yish Omer Matzteh Shos Kodem Chatzos. Shumas Adashen says, you know, you have 120 minutes before Chatzos, whenever Chatzos is. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that we try to paskin like the Rambam and the Pirshei Mishnayos, which is the first day of the Ramah, and that is why it changes every year. It's not always the, you know, depending on the time of year when Pesach is, you go by Shos Zmanios. Okay, let's continue. That was the Mishnah. So now we have a lot of Gemara before we get back to Pesachim and relate this Gemara to our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tzan Hasan, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Echad Omer Bishtayim Bachodesh Ve'echad Omer Bishtayim Bachodesh. We know that one needs two Edim to have testimony accepted in court. But what happens if the two Edim aren't exactly the same? Usually we assume the Edim have to say the exact same testimony in order to be accepted. But what if they're a little different? One of them says, Reuben killed Shimon on the second day of the month. The other one says, Reuben killed Shimon on the third day of the month. A deuce on Kayemis. Unbelievable. No, we're going to put this guy to death because of this. And, you know, you might say that, we're going to get to this more in a minute, you might say that, you know, they're a little different, so let's not, maybe it's a little of a suffix, says the Tanakhama here, which we'll see as Rabbi Meir, that, so what, if they're off by one day, Eidus and Kayemis, their Eidus still stands. Because one of them knew that the previous month had 30 days, and one of them thought it had 29 days. One of them knew, they didn't know the exact dates, so that's why you assume they're talking about the same day, even though one said two and one said three. But if one says the third day of the month and one says the fifth day of the month, they do some betela, then you throw the edus out because they're obviously making it up. What if one of them says it happened in the second hour of the day and one of them said it happened in the third hour of the day? It's a kayemes, that's okay. As we'll see what the svar is for this in a minute. As we assume people make little mistakes and they're not as so exacting in their, when they saw it. Again, imagine walking without a watch. Right after, you ever walk a day without a watch? It's like you have no idea. You feel like you're lost. You feel like you don't know what's going on. Like I wait, and what time is it? Right? You have no idea. So imagine seeing something. You see something happen, and you don't know. It's very, very possible if you don't have a watch. So you don't know what time it is. Second hour, third day, you look at the sun. Oh, what? Where's the sun in the sky? So it's very possible to get to not be exact in the hours. Right. Okay. So, you know, the cell phones. Right, unbelievable. There was a day without cell phones. The Mishnah continues. So if one says in the second hour of the day, one says the third hour of the day, it's okay, dusa kayemes. Echad omer b'sholosh ve'echad omer b'chamish, dusa b'teila. But third hour and fifth hour, then the edus is batel. It's too much of a difference, div Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, a little more flexible, dusa kayemes. Even if you have a 2 hour differential, third and fifth hour, the edus still stands. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in the following case. Echad omer b'chamish ve'echad omer b'sheva, dusa b'teila. If it's a 2 hour difference, but you have the middle of the day in the middle, the fifth and the seventh, then they do some betela. Why? Shebachamish chama b'mizrach u'b'sheva chama b'ma'irav. Because the sun is on opposite sides of the sky in the fifth and the seventh hour, and therefore the edus is batel, even according to Behuda, even though he normally allows a 2 hour differential, not in the case where fifth hour and seventh hour. Period. So now we're going to have three different explanations in the Gemara of this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But before we do that, one ha'ara of the Noda Yehuda, the Tzlach Amsachem. There's a whole chelek, a whole volume of the Tzlach Amsachem. Says this. It's always one of the different mesechtas we have the Tzlach. So this one he has a lot to say. He just notes this is Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir even says, talking about the Tanakhama here, that if it's the three and four or two and three, so you assume you know it's okay. You can still put the guy to death because it must be they made a mistake. Rove of the people, as we'll see, you know, make mistakes in 1 hour, and 2 hours, as we'll explain. As the Tzlach, we know Rabbi Meir Shita from elsewhere in Shas. What's Rabbi Meir famous for? Chayish Lemiyuta. Choshish Lemiyut. Rabbi Meir is always the one that says you have to be worried about the minority. You don't always go by the rove. You're Choshish Lemiyut. So what's going on here? We're going to kill Reuven when one aide says the second hour, one says the third hour, because most people make mistakes. What about Choshish Lemiyut? We just say you're chashin and lamit, and you shouldn't put the guy to death. He says, "Davar kashuli, give it to Tanakam Rabbi Meir," and he quotes the case v'im komer. He gufa kasha lama Rabbi Meir dusa kayemes for Rabbi Meir chayish lamiyuta ve'ich nekum v'niktol mishum to azlinam basaruba. Right? You ain't a red. How could you go after the Rav? Right? A chashin lemiut. So he gives two answers. First answer, he quotes from his Talmud. Alzeh heishiv talmidai harabani morator Mordechai. Hanal. He quotes one of his talmidim who says that the hecha deika chazaka bahade ruba gam le rimeir lo chayish lemiuta. No, Rabbi Meir is choshish lemiut, but that's only where you don't have a chazaka that goes along with your rov. If you're just a pure rov versus a miyut, then you have to be choshish for the miyut. But if you have a chazaka on the side of the rov, so then you're not choshish lemiut. That's so strong that the miyut is totally wiped out. Because yes, so here too says this Talmud to the Noda Yehuda, you have the rov of people who make mistakes a little bit, and number two, you have the chazaka. What's the chazaka here? The cheskas kashrus of the edim. Some of them are not lying. So you have the cheskas kashrus of the edim plus the rov that the people make mistakes a little bit. So therefore, you can accept it. You don't have to be worried about the miyut. And then the Noda Yehuda says, but I asked my Talmud. It's interesting, important discussion for this topic. I asked my Talmud, but maybe there's a chazaka on the side of the nidon, the side of the defendant also. Is there something called a chazaka cheskas innocent? That's what the Noda Yehuda talks about here. He says, maybe you can't say the chazaka cheskas kashrus works of the Edim because it's a cheskas anidon that he didn't kill Reuben, didn't kill Shimon. Then it goes back and forth. Is there such a concept? We know there's a concept of cheskas kashrus. We know there's a concept of other chazakas. Is there a concept of, you know, we know in English, right, innocent until proven guilty. Okay, so we believe in that in Yadus also. But is there a concept of cheskas innocent? Cheskas nidon? So that's a discussion. He goes back and forth here whether his Talmud, he accepts his Talmud's answer. Whether you have a chazaka against the cheskas kashrus of the Edim. Interesting discussion. Then he has another answer, which we won't get to, but that is the discussion here, why Rabbi Meir here would put the guy to death, even though he usually is choshesh lemiut. Fine. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about this case of Edus. Right? Rabbi Meir allows a differential of 1 hour, not 2 hours. Rabbi Yehuda allows even 2 hours, as long as the sun is on the same side of the sky. So, Amar Abaya. So three explanations now of this machlokas. Number one, Amar Abaya. Kshetim Salomar, when you analyze things, L'divri b'meir, ein adam toev lo klum. According to Remeir, and we're going to explain each of these lines in a minute, according to Remeir, really people don't make mistakes, period. When it says that one guy says two, one guy says three, we'll see, they're really not making any mistake. L'divri b'yehuda adam toev b'chasi shah. According to Yehuda, people make mistakes in half hours. What does that mean? According to Remeir, who says that if one aide says two, one aide says three, I mean, second hour, third hour, you accept it. So what does that mean? Really, says this first opinion of Abaya, really, nobody's making any mistakes. Really, the Maisa took place at the end of the second, the beginning of the third, meaning at the o'clock, at 3 o'clock exactly. And really, they're referring to the same moment. But one of them is saying, referring 3 o'clock as right after two, after the twos, and 3 o'clock really means the beginning of the threes. So really, people don't make mistakes in hours. That's the Svar of Rabbi Meir. And the only reason here that we accept it is because we have this explanation that it was really at the end of the second and the beginning of the third. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who allowed one to say three and one to say five, so he obviously has to allow some mistake. But according to this first version of the Gemara, L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Chatzi Shah. People make mistakes, half an hour mistake. And really, when was the act take place? One said three, one said five. Really, it took place at 4:30. Took place at 4:30. So how does it work? So the one who said three, besof shalosh, the one who said three really meant the end of the third hour, 3:59 and 59 seconds, which is really only a half hour off from 4:30. And the one who said five, he meant 5 o'clock, and he was made a mistake with a half an hour back, because really he also was a half an hour off from 4:30. So that's Abaya's first version of how to explain the machlokas. What's the svar? Why do we accept this? Because Rabbi really says there's no mistake here. Rabbi Yehuda says there's only a mistake of half an hour by each of them. And therefore, that's how they could be an hour off. Ikada Amre, approach number two. Amar Abaya, Kishatim Salom Aladiv Rabbi Meir, really, a slight difference. Really, Rabbi Meir holds Adam Toeb Mashahu. Not no mistake. People make slight mistakes. A Mashahu mistake. And we'll see what the difference is soon. Aladiv Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toa Shao Mashahu. No, according to Yehuda, people make an hour and a little bit mistakes. What does this mean? Now we'll explain. Aladiv Rabbi Meir, Adam Toa Mashahu. According to Rabbi Meir, people make mistakes of a mashahu. So what was the case? Maisa ki have obisov shtayim have obitzchila shalosh. Really, that took place either at the end. Remember, Meir says we're talking about a case where one says two and one says three. So in this case, when did the maisa really happen? At the end of the second hour or at the beginning of the third hour? It happened either at 2:59 or 3:01. V'chad minayuto emashu. And once at two, once at three. What did they make a slight mistake? It either happened at 2:59 or 3:01, once in the second hour, once in the third hour. Don't say like the first approach of a bai that they didn't make any mistake. It's they're talking about the second hour. Really, one of them made us, they're off by 2 minutes. But that's okay. We assume they're off by 2 minutes. And therefore it's okay. We'll still accept the edus because we'll assume one of them's right and one of them was off by a minute or two. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, adam to'asho'o mashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, people make mistakes within an hour and a little bit. 61 minutes. People are off by 61 minutes. So, ma'isa ki have o b'sof shalosh o b'tchilash chamesh. And when the Edom come in, and one says the third hour, one says the fifth hour, really, we assume the act really was either at the end of the third hour or at the beginning of the fifth hour. B'chad minayu katoisho'o mashu. And one of them made a mistake by off by one and a little bit. In other words, if it was at the end of the third hour, so then the one who said the fifth hour was off by an hour and a minute, and if it was at the beginning of the fifth hour, then the one that said the third hour was off by an hour and a minute. Okay, two ways to explain the machlokes from that Mishnah in Sanhedrin. According to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, if one says it happened at 3:11, one says it happened at 3:13, so is that a mashu?
Yes.
So according to that, so we
not on the hour.
Right. So according to that might be enough gemina between these two versions. According to the second version, people are told by mashu, and we'll accept that. According to the first version, they don't have any. According to the first version, they don't make any mistakes. Once it's two, once at three, but really it was the same moment they're talking about. One just meant the end of the second, one meant the beginning of the third. So your case, where they're off by 2 minutes, not on the hour, so that would be enough communion between the two cases.
There are no notches in the sky.
Right. So how would they know that? But
3:11 and 3:13.
Right. So people might. But again, at least conceptually, that would be a enough communion. Also, Rav Huna braid Rav Yehuda. So Rav Huna came. Amar l'shmaisa kami de Rava. He told Rava this. Amar Rava said, one second. Uma ilu daikidan bahani saadi. Tahay to kamer shalosh betchila shalosh. Vahay to kamer chamesh besof chamesh. Vahav ye edus mucheshes velo katlinan. Rava says, one second. One guy said third hour. One guy said fifth hour. If we would go and ask them, which part of the hour did you see it? And one of them would say, oh, I saw it at the beginning of the third hour. And the other guy would say, oh, I saw it at the end of the fifth hour. So we would still accept the edus? Of course not. What would we say? We would say, get out, and we throw them out of Bezdin. They're obviously not seeing the same case. V'yana nekem benikto misveka? So all of a sudden now, we didn't ask. We just know one says third, one says fifth. So we're going to assume that they're talking about the same time, and therefore we're going to kill the guy? Rachmana amar v'shifto edah v'silo edah. We have a special din of trying to save people, to save the nidon by dina nefashas. So what here that we could say? Maybe we could work out they're talking about the same amount of time. But hello, maybe they're not talking about the same amount of time. And we have a special day that you're not supposed to kill people. Vitzilu Eida. You're supposed to look everywhere and do everything you can to save people. So what does it matter to us that you could figure out a case? What's the pshat of this Mishnah? Where Rabbi Yehuda accepts when one says the third hour, one says the fifth hour to kill the guy. Why don't we assume that they're talking about different times? They're making it up and therefore we shouldn't kill the guy. So that's why Rav is going to say that we have to come up with a totally different pshat to explain this machlokas. But just before we do that, there is an important discussion. Again, this is a Sanhedrin issue based on Vashavto Ha'eda Beitzilu Ha'eda. Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Nun, asks, based on this concept of the Gemara all over Sanhedrin, quotes Vashavto Ha'eda Beitzilu Ha'eda. Tosfos is bothered misvara. V'ein nire, the belav ha'kinami lo katli misveka. Dafilu mamona lo mafkina misveka. Tosfos wonders, why do you need a pasuk to teach me that you have to go out of your way to try to save the person? V'hitzilu ha'eda. What about, we know by Hilch Dini Mamonis, for example, we're not motzi mamon ayidei safek. If there's a doubt, if I say you owe me $100, and you say I don't know what you're talking about, then I don't have proof, I can't take the money from you. Hamaz b'chaber alav araya. Right? You're not motzi mamon misafek. So if you're not motzi mamon misafek, says Tosfos, you're going to kill somebody misafek? You're not sure if this guy's chai misa, you're going to kill him? You don't take his $100 away from him, you're going to take his life? So Tosfos is bothering me. Why do you need a pusik to teach me that you save people's lives, that you don't kill the person misafik? Of course you're not going to kill somebody misafik. Tosfos leaves it as a sarach in. It doesn't really answer it. But the Kovet Shirim there of Elchanan, Nevev Basra, and that Tosfos, quotes Tosfos that he says also the same thing with a carbon. He says you don't bring a carbon misafik. So if you don't bring a carbon misafik, how can you kill somebody misafik? So he says maybe the nafkamina is, why do you need the pasik more than just the svara? He says, maybe when you have the pasik, so then when he's putter, he's not putter mitorah safik anymore. He's pater mitores vadai. He's vadai pater. Says, what's lamay nafkamina? What difference does it make if you're not going to kill him? Says, what's the difference if he's, what difference does it make if he's pater mitores vadai and pater mitores safek? So he says, nafkamina le'inyin shor haniskal. What's shor haniskal? Shor haniskal we know is if an ox kills somebody, he also is put to death. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes that he's put to death. Kishmisas abayam kach misas ashar. The same rules and regulations that go by killing a person if he kills somebody goes by killing an animal. Let's say, says Rav Elchanan, we have a suffix whether a shor killed a person or not. So if you would have just the svara of you can't kill somebody misafik. Or you wouldn't have the positive. You're going to put somebody to death misafik, then you still kill the shor haniskal. But there's no concept like that by behemoths. Right? If you just said misafik, you're not going to kill somebody, so you'd kill the shor haniskal. Because it's only a suffik. You're suffik by people, not suffik by animals. Mashiachin says the Rav Elchanan, once you have the positive of Hitzilu Ha'eda, where we say he's pater b'toras vadai, not pater b'toras suffik, so now we're not even going to kill the shor haniskal misafik. Because the shor haniskal is patterned after a person. And therefore, it's pater b'toras vadai, and therefore we wouldn't even kill a shor haniskal. That's what he adds. That it's pater b'toras vadai, that's what the extra pasuk is of Hitzilu Ha'eda. Okay, little Sanhedrin. Now we get back to the Gemara. Ella Amar Rava. You'd think after half an hour we'd be more than six lines down into the daf, but Baruch Hashem. Ella Amar Rava says Rava, a third explanation of the machlokas. Not that there's no mistake. The first approach of Abaya was no mistake versus a half an hour mistake. Second approach was a little mistake versus an hour and a little bit mistake. Now we have a third set. El Amar Rava. Rava says, no, you can't say any of the prior ones because then it's misafik. You shouldn't kill the person. So according to Rava, you have to say that people make mistakes in a much larger time period. So therefore, there can't be any option of ptur. El Amar Rava as follows. The Dibur be Meir, who says two versus three you accept. One says the second hour, one says the third hour you accept. One says the third, one says the fifth you don't accept. Adam Toesh Shtei Shos Chaser Mashahu. According to Meir, people make mistakes in slightly less than 2 hours. A large mistake people make. According to Yehuda, people make mistakes in 3 hours and a little bit less. And let's explain. According to Meir, people make mistakes in an hour and 59 minutes. So therefore, what happened here? So here, once at two, once at three. So even if you take the farthest distance between them, say the one who said the second hour means the beginning of the second hour. The one who says the third hour meant the end of the third hour. Still, we would assume that they're saying the same time period. Why the Chaminakatai Beishos Chasim Ashu? And you can't ask them, like, what do you meant? Because they'll, even if they say the worst possible, the largest separation, so we'll still say they're telling the truth. Because people aren't medaktik in just less than 2 hours. People make mistakes in just less than 2 hours. So therefore, once is two, once is three, even the largest separation, we'd still accept their testimony. Well, Divrei Yehuda, Adam Toa Shalosh Shos Chasim Ashu, 3 hours and a little bit less. That's why if Adam comes and says one says the third hour, one says the fifth hour, even the largest separation in between, still we say still people make mistakes and it'll drop less than 3 hours, even if the first one meant the beginning of the third hour, one at the end of the fifth hour, still we will accept it. The story of the day. So in the sefer that I bought, Margolias Hashas, which is a beautiful Hasidish Mevarz on the daf. What's the story from somebody once when it came to the Noda Behuda? And he started telling him, Ubikshu Rishush Lahatzil of Chidushav, Shechidish Besid the Nezikin. So that's telling him his Chidushan and Say the Nezikin. And he's talking to him, Pilpul via Richus, 4 hours. He stood in front of the Noda Behuda, telling him, oh, it's Chidushim and Pekiyus and Harifus on Say the Nezikin. And the Noda Behuda didn't want to interrupt him, you know, he's telling his Chidushim, he didn't want to interrupt him. So when he finished his words, he says, what do you think? So the Noda Behuda says, Deloka Rabbi Meir, U Deloka Rabbi Yehuda. So the guy says, what are you talking about? I didn't even mention Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in my whole drasha. Right? So what are you talking about, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Noda Behuda, Da, Ki Mesechus Pesachim Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Meir says, according to Rava, people make mistakes in 2 hours. And the other one says, people make mistakes in 3 hours. You made mistakes for 4 straight hours. You Deloka Rabbi Meir, Deloka Rabbi Yehuda. That's another Behuda's answer to this person who was trying to impress him with his Bekiyas Vacharifus. That's another view of the story for made it into a sefer. Magalias Hashas. Okay, Adam Tov B'Shtei Show. B'Dal Shos. Tznan. Fine. So now we have three explanations for the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya, and Rava. So Tznan. Next Mishnah in Sanhedrin. We'll see how all this connects to our Mishnah on Amud Beis. Tznan. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, beginning of the fifth parak. How you both can know Sabbeshevach Hakiros. There are two kinds of questions, maybe three, but at least for now, two kinds of questions we ask Edim by Din and Nefashis. We ask them Bidikos, and we ask them Chakiros. Chakiros are the crucial questions, as we will see. There are seven Chakiros that we ask. Be'eza Shavua, in which cycle of Shemitah did you see, did this take place? Right, there were seven cycles of every Yovel, really seven Shemitahs in every Yovel. So which Shemitah cycle did this occur in? Which of the seven? Be'eza Shana, once we know that, we say, which year did it take place? Be'eza Chodesh, which month? Makama B'chodesh, what day of the month? Be'eza Yom, what day of the week? Be'eza Shah, which hour? Be'eza Makom, which place? Those are the crucial questions that we ask the Edim. Tosas points out, in Tosas Be'eza, once you ask the day of the month, so don't you know the day of the week? Right? You know which Shemitah cycle it is, you know which year it is, you know which day of the week it is, you know which date it is, so once you know Yud Beis Teves, so the Beis Din knows what day of the week it is. What do you keep asking them for? So Tosfos says, and also, and even if they mess up, keep it shekhet shuvah nechozer magid. They can't retract their testimony. We know there's a principle. Once you give Edus, then you can't retract. So there's two answers. Maybe one answer is that no, maybe the Ola Chakir, it's all one big fat Edus until the end of the question. That's why there's no Kivin Shehigid. But the other answer is, the Kivin Tosas Be'ezah, the Kivin design Chakiris Yafida Mikroi. If you look at the Hedron, all these seven questions are learned that from Sukkim. Tzrichim Shalayachishu Zezevel Shalayachishu as Atzman. There's some type of formal element to these questions. It's not just about getting the answers. It seems because they're based on Sukkim, there's a formal requirement to ask these questions, even if we know some of the answers. You might even say, the guy's coming to court now. You have to ask him which cycle of Shemitah it is? What, was it 14 years ago, or was it this year? No, so obviously this question of Tosfos highlights the fact that these questions are formal questions to ask, not just practical questions to get the results of the answers. Anyway, back to the Mishnah and the Gemara. So he asks these seven questions. Vitznan ma ben chakiros lebedikos, and the Gemara and Mishnah asks, what's the difference between these crucial questions, chakiros and bedikos? Bedikos are other questions. What color was the shirt that he was wearing? Was it a cloudy day? Other kinds of questions. Chakiros amar echadim in yodei desumatela, by chakiros, by these crucial questions, if one of the edim say, I don't know, you throw the edus out. Why? We'll see in a minute. If they both say, I don't remember what color shirt he was wearing, the Edus is still okay. Because that's not such a crew. We don't need that testimony to try these people. And we said, what's the difference? Why is one, in one case, Eini Yodea is allowed, and in one case it's not? Why by Chakiros do we throw the Edus out if they say, if one of them says, I don't know what day of the week it was, or I don't know what day of the month it was. Why? The Havila Edus She'ia Toyachol Hazima. Because then it's Edus that is unmazimable. What does that mean? We know there's a concept in Maseches Machlokes called Edim Zomamin. If two Edim come and to Beis Din and say Reuven killed Shimon, there's a concept called Edim Zomamin, a Chiddush HaTorah. But if two other people come and say, you couldn't have seen Reuven kill Shimon, why? Because you were with us somewhere else, Imanu Hayisa B'Makom Ploni, then Edim Zomen, the halacha is that the first Edim are thrown out, even though, logically, there might not be a reason for us to trust the second ones more than the first ones. That's the halacha of Edim Zomen, the Chiddush HaTorah. You throw the first ones out, and you give them the punishment that they wanted to inflict on the Nidon, on the defendant. That's called Edim Zomen. If they come and say, you couldn't have known Reuven killed Shimon then because Reuven was with us, so that's not Edim Zomen. Right, the Edom is specifically if the Edom were with us. If they say other reasons why they couldn't have known, that's not Edom Zomim. Special sort of Edom Zomim. You were with us at that time. So says the Gemara, the ability to be Mazim Edim is inherently a requirement of Edus. And if you don't have that ability to be Mazim them afterwards, then the Edus is not functional at all. So here too, if somebody says, I don't know what day it was, so we'll never be able to put this guy into the case of Edom Zomim, because then other Edom, you were with us, but we don't know when it was. So that's why if they say Eini Yodea by one of the Chakiros, we throw the Edus out, because it is Edus She'i'ata Yochol Azima, Edus that you're not able, you wouldn't be able to be Mazim. Bedikos, but by the other questions, you don't know what color shirt he was wearing, you don't know if it was a cloudy day, Edus She'i'ata Yochol Azima He. So then, it's Edus that you can be Mazim, and even if they say Eini Yodea. There's a major machlokas rishonim about this principle of Edus She'i'ata Yochol Hazima. What is the basis of this principle? You might say, if I would ask you, what's the reason why you need Edus She'i'ata Yochol Hazima? One svara might be, if you look at Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Yizayin, Rashi says, svara. What's a svara? If I know that I'm not mazimable, I'll lie. If I know that other Edom could come and say, you were with me, so then I'm not going to lie. I know that I'm going to get thrown out. But there's a chashash sheker here. We need Edus to be able to be huzam in the future so the person doesn't lie. So he has a high standard. That's one way. Svara. Other Rishonim, Rashi here, seems to say it's Xeris HaKasev. So then, nothing to do with chashash sheker. It's Xeris HaKasev. Rashi says, have a Edus Yetei Palazima, Derachmana Omar, Vidarshu Ashoftim Heitev, at the 10th wide line of Rashi, Vihine Echeker Haid Vahulu, Vasizim Lokashir Zaman Masos Lachiv. Edus Shata Yochel Lakayim Baturis Hazama Havye Edus, Vilo Lo. Rashi doesn't seem to say anything about Chashash Sheker. Right? And the Kovet Shiurim here, of Elchanan here on this Rashi says, Rashi's emphasizing to us that this is an issue of Edus, a formal requirement of Edus. Elamai Nafkamina, whether it's as far as Xeris HaKasev, I'll give you two examples. Whether let's say two nafkaminas where they're between these reasons. If it's a svar, if it's a xeris hakasav. What if something is yochel lahazima at the time of the haggadah, and not yochel lahazima at the time of the kabbalah gemar din? So is that, do you throw that case out? Is it edus sheyetzer yochel lahazima? There are some Sameach talks about this and other achronim. So Rav Chochanan says it's totally on our issue. If you say that it's based on a svara, because if it's not edus sheyetzer yochel lahazima, if it's not edus sheyochel lahazima, the guy's going to lie because he doesn't think he's going to get proven wrong in the future. So in this kind of case, it was edus sheyetzer yochel lahazima b'shas haggadah, the time of the testimony. So what that later on b'shas gemar din, at the time of the psak, so what that it's edus sheyetzer yochel lahazima? Didn't matter at the time that he testified. He thought that it was edus sheyetzer yochel lahazima. Mashakin, if it's a xeris hakasav, you might say no. You need aid the shata yochel azima from beginning to end. So you might say it's a formal requirement. It doesn't matter if the guy wasn't going to lie. A. B. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hay talks in Mitzvah Dalid. Sorry, talks about the following case. What if it's a type of aidus which doesn't hurt anybody? It's aidus like Kiddush HaChodesh. Right, today the month is today, tomorrow. Do you need aid the shata yochel azima by aidus which is not dini mamonis oriented or dini nefashis oriented? It's Kiddush HaChodesh. Do you need aid the shata yochel azima? Says the Minchas Chinuch, yes. V'nira always means his own thought. V'nira the be'inan kan gam eidah sheyu yochel lahazima. Even if you don't have it, it's okay. But that's only because it's a special din by Kiddush HaChodesh. Afilu mezidin, afilu mutin, even if you make a mistake. But fundamentally, says the Minchas Chinuch, that min haTorah be'inan shetei eidah k'sheira, tzor gam kein eidah sheyata yochel lahazima. Right, but other, you might say, so what, that fits in to say that if it's a formal requirement of eidahs. But you might say that if it's all based on a chashash sheker issue, the person's not going to lie by Kiddush HaChodesh. He doesn't get any benefit from it. Eid adam choti v'lo lo. He doesn't get any benefit. He's only going to lie if he's going to get something and somebody else is going to lose. So it's a two nafkaminas between how to understand the principle of requirement of eidus sha'ata yachol lahazim. Okay, and that's the reason for the difference between chakiros and bedikos. Says the Gemara five lines up. V'i Amri. Now we're going to get back to our Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and now we're going to get back to the Mishnah in Pesach. V'i Amri toy in Shikulei Hai. If you say that people make mistakes, right? We've just said according to Rabbah, according to Meir, people make mistakes in 2 hours. Review the 3 hours. So Chakiros de Shor Nami, Eidah Sheyedei Yochel Lahazimahi. Dami Mati Katoin. So what's the whole issue of Chakiros? You're going to ask them what hour it was in the second hour. It's still Eidah Sheyedei Yochel Lahazimah. Because the best other Eidah are going to come and they're going to say, you were with us in the second hour. The guy's going to say, oh, I really meant the fourth hour. You know, I made a mistake in 2 hours. So it's still Eidah Sheyedei Yochel Lahazimah. So how do the Chakiros work, even if they don't say any Odeya? Even if they give a good answer, so how does it work? So the Gemara answers, okay, you're right. So it has to be that their answer, the Edim Zomin that would come, would include these all hours. The Avinu Kulei Tu Usayu. It must be when the Edim Zomin would come, they would say, you are with us in the whole interval that would be included. Meaning, going into a mayor, you were with us in the time that you said, and 2 hours before and 2 hours after. And according to Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Yehuda, a 6 hour total. As follows. L'Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, who said that what? Rebbe Meir said that people make mistakes in 2 hours. So remember, the Edom said, one said two, one said three. So Yahavina lu mitzchila shar rishona at sof chamesh. You give the Edom zomin mazimin that will come, it must be a case where they will say, you are with us from the beginning of the day, from the beginning of the first hour, till the end of the fifth hour. The end of the fifth hour, why? Because the Edom that said third hour, so you have to add on 2 hours to that, so that's the end of the fifth hour. Ubedinu denesav lu meikar tfei. And what about going backwards? Really, you should go even before the beginning of the first hour, because the first guy, 1-8 said the second hour, so really you should go an hour into the night, because go 2 hours back. But the Gemara says, Elabin Yamam Lalayla Lo To Inshi. People don't make mistakes between day and night. Even though they make mistakes in 2 hours, but if it's daytime and night, that people don't make mistakes. So therefore, you go back to the beginning of the day, and you go to the 5th hour, because that's what Rabbi Meir needs between 2 and 3. L'Rabbi Yehuda, Yavina L'Hur, Rabbi Yehuda, even larger space, because Rabbi Yehuda, we said, people make mistakes in 3 hours, minus a little bit. So according to him, the Eidei Mazimin that are going to come afterwards, again, have to include this whole large time period. From the beginning of the 1st hour, the beginning of the day, because remember, the first eight said 3 hours, so you go back to the beginning of the day, the 3rd hour, and the second eight said 5th hour, so you have to go 3 hours past that, so you go to the end of the Shashishis. And the Gemara notes, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should go an hour into the night. But Ella, Ben Yimam Lelo To Inshi, people don't make mistakes between day and night, so you don't have to include that hour. And also, you should go further into the day. If the person is at 3 hours, he should read even after the 6th hour. But you don't go past Chatzos because, again, the sun is in a different part of the sky. Period. That is all Sanhedrin. Tanan, now we get back to Psachim and relate this to why this whole daf was brought here. Tanan says the Mishnah that we had earlier, Rabbi Meir Omer Oakland Kol Hei B'Sarfim B'Tchilas Vav, or Meir Shita was, you eat the whole Chametz, the whole 5th hour, there's only one Durabban an hour added on. You burn at the beginning of the 6th hour, Rabbi Huda Omer Oakland Kol Dalet V'Tolan Kol Hei B'Sarfim B'Tchilas Vav, and Rabbi Huda says, no, you, 2 hours earlier, you eat it during the 4th hour, during the 5th hour, you still want to get benefit from it, but you're not allowed to eat it, and you burn at the beginning of the 6th hour. So let's go through each of the 3 explanations of that machlokas we had. Abaya, Rava. La Abaya, Aliba Rabbi Meir, to Amar Ein Adam Tov Velo Klum. According to the first Remeir that we had, that people don't make any mistakes, according to Rabbi Meir, right? The 2nd hour, the 3rd hour really mean the same time period. So Nechal Kulashis. So what's the whole reason for the Drabanan? That you say they can't eat it the last hour? He should be able to eat it up until, what's the reason for the Drabanan? Right, people don't make mistakes in hours. So what do you need any Xeris for? People don't make mistakes in hours. So let him eat it the whole 6th hour. Right before the end of the 6th hour, then you'll burn it. Or even in the second version of Rabbi Meir, that people make mistakes in a mashu, so nechal tzofshis. So let him eat it till almost the end of the 6th hour, and then he'll burn it. Or v'abaya leave Rabbi Yehuda damar adam toa chatisha, and also according to Abaya's Rabbi Yehuda, that people make mistakes in a half an hour, nechal palga the shis, let him eat it till the middle of the 6th hour. Adam toa show mashu, nechal tzofei, let him eat to the end of the 5th hour. In other words, in all of these cases, now that we've said that according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, people only make very slight mistakes or no mistakes when it comes to time, so what's the whole reason for these Yisurei Drabanan of Chametz? That you have to stop much earlier eating according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, different answers given. So, Amar Abaya, first answer, Eidus Misura Lizrizim Chametz Lakol Maser. When it comes to Eidus, Rashi explains here, when somebody is going to give a case, to give Eidus in a case of Nefashos, they're going to be exacting when they go. They know they're going to be checked out, they know they're going to be cross-examined, so therefore if they go to give Eidus Nefashos, they're obviously going to be medactic about the hours. That's why Rabbi Yehuda, in those cases, say people make very slight mistakes, because they're very medactic. But Chametz, all of us take care of our Chametz. All of us are in our own houses. Masir Lakol is given to everybody. So therefore, we have to have more precautions. People aren't as medactic by chametz in their own house than they are by Eidus. Verava, period. There is, I saw in this, again, another sefer that I got, Chashuke Chemed, which is the sefer by Rav Yashav son-in-law, Rav Zilberstein. So he writes, based on this Rashi, that people are medactic because they know that they're going to be asked, so therefore they're going to be careful about what they say, and you can trust them. So he talks about a case. This whole sefer is about he'aros ma'asios. I'll say they're maseches, meaning different halacha lemaisa questions that have to do with the daf. So he talks about here a woman who, it was a Friday afternoon, ma'asa bisha shabbat lehigia mu'ucha b'lal Shabbos. So a husband comes back late Friday afternoon. She thought he was going to be away for Shabbos. He comes back for Shabbos, and she's supposed to go to the mikveh that night, but she didn't do any preparation. She didn't call up the mikveh lady because she didn't know the husband was going to be back. Another reason why lemaisa always go to the mikvah, but it's a bit shy if the husband's not going to be in town. We've mentioned that maybe that's the only time you might have a heter not to go to the mikvah that night. Anyway, this is the case that is very late, so the mikvah lady is not going to be there, but she has the key to the mikvah. This woman herself has the key to the mikvah. V'rat the litpo, she wants to go to the mikvah. Ach, mikvah haisa kvar ne'ula, v'havlan es v'haisa. The mikvah lady wasn't going to be there. So she's running around, she's looking for somebody to be her mikvah lady. So we know he doesn't quote it. There is a shuva of another Yehuda that the husband can really be the mikvah lady, Mikra Adin. Even though there's an Isseris Taklus, but this is called Pas Pasalo. In an hour from now, you know, it's going to be Heters. Therefore, we assume that maybe if there's nobody else, you can even use the husband. in a shasat cha case. But here, there was another option. So she's walking down the street, she's walking to the mikvah, and all of a sudden she sees somebody, it was Friday night, it was already Shabbos, and she sees a woman get out of a car. Ha'isha shahayla maftech le-mikvah, panza le-isha berachov she-yatza mi-mechonitz, rachman al-islan, v'sholosa, im hi-muchana li-yas omedez al-gaba, li-ros mi-tabelos kedin. This chiloni woman, he asked her, could you be my mikvah lady? So the woman turns to her and says that the heshiva, sure, b'chiyuv, positively. V'amren, she by the way says, you know what? Even though I'm a mechal Shabbos, I do kitaras mishpacha. Shehi atzma lom rocha ne'aletzes l'chal Shabbos, b'chodos tovelos k'latz Moshe v'Yisrael. That's the Shiloh. So could you trust this woman to be the mikvah lady? So he goes through, do you really need a bucky to watch that hair doesn't stay above the water? You don't need such an expert. But then he quotes our Rashi. He says, what does our Rashi say? That if you know that you're gonna be asked questions, you know that you're gonna be talked to in the future, then you're a bucky. You're not gonna put yourself into that situation. And therefore you're obviously gonna be trustworthy because Eidus, or what the law should, Eidus Mitzrayla's reason. So he says, maybe here too you would say that. Once she says, sure, yes, I'm gonna do it, I do it myself, so maybe could assume that she's a bucky and she could do it. So that's when he goes back and forth. At the end, he says, because of the issue of you don't need such bakiyas for this. You just have to watch that hair doesn't come out of the water. So maybe you should make sure. So anyway, that's the haramasis that has to do with our Rashi. Interesting case. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, V'rabba aliba d'Rabbi Meir, the Amar Adam Toi Shei Shos Chaser Mashahu. So again, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a person, the third view of the Machlokas, according to Rabbi, who says that according to Rabbi Meir, people make mistakes in just less than 2 hours, Mitchilas Halo Nechol. So why does Rabbi Meir allow you to eat all the way to the end of the fifth hour? People make mistakes in 2 hours. So you shouldn't be able to eat all the way from the beginning of the fifth. So Gemara said, no, hey, Chama b'Mizrach, v'zayin Chama b'Mayrif. No, the sun is on the opposite sides of the sky. So you don't have to worry about the fifth and the seventh hour. Yehachi b'shis nami nechol, so even in the sixth hour, during the beginning of the sixth hour, the sun's still on the east. So Gemara says, Amar Abad Barabba, shis yoma b'karnasa ha'koi. No, in the sixth hour, the sun's up in the top of the sky. You can't know exactly, you know, which side it's on in the sixth hour. Too close. The fifth hour you can know, but not the sixth. And Rashi here quotes about the arch. Remember the Gemara in Erevin we had about the arch, where the arch is over the you go through the day and the sun goes further on in the sky. Chazed at Dafin Erevin when you get a chance. But that's the sun is in the sixth hour. The sun is in the top of the sky, and therefore you wouldn't know. And what about the other side? According to Rav's Rabbi Yehuda, the people make mistakes in just less than 3 hours. So you shouldn't be able to eat it from the beginning of the fourth hour already, because that's 3 hours earlier. So again, the Gemara says, "Hey, Chama b'Mizrach, Shavah Chama b'Mayir." You're not going to make the mistake. The fourth hour, you're obviously going to see what side of the sky the sun is on. Iachi behei nami nechol. So according to Behuda, just like you eat in the fourth hour, you should be able to eat in the fifth hour because people still know about where the sun is. So Tirgam Abaya, Liba Deraba, Edus Mesurilas Rizim Chamis Bakol Maser. Again, the same answer as given before, that we have more precautions by Chamis, though by Edus we'll assume there are less mistakes made, but by Chametz you need extra precautions because people aren't as medactic in the times. Rava Amar, Lava in the time of Rabbi Yehuda? No, there's a different reason for Rabbi Yehuda, why he does not allow you to eat it in the fifth hour. Why? El Rabbi Yehuda time is Rabbi Yehuda Shitaso, the Rabbi Yehuda which we're going to have at the beginning of the second parak, to Amar, Ein Bir Chametz El Asrefa. Rabbi Yehuda is a machlokas tana. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you have to burn your chametz, not get rid of it in any way. Hashpasasa b'chol davar. You have to burn your chametz. Beautiful lamdis about what the machlokas is. There's a Reb Chaim. We'll get to that in the future. But at least the shita is Rabbi Yehuda says you have to burn it. So therefore, v'yaviu le'rabbanan sha'achas loka ba'etzim. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to give you an hour to go look for firewood, to make sure that you'll have firewood enough to burn it. So you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. So therefore, the fifth hour, we say you're not allowed to eat it, so that you'll be osek in getting the wood. So that's the reason he has the extra hour. Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Ravina says to Rava, you can't give that answer about collecting the firewood. Why? Because I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Machlokas Rashi tells us how to do the next two lines of the Gemara. Let's go through Rashi. Eimasai, when does Rabbi Yehuda say there's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to burn the chametz? Shalom b'shas bi'uro. At the shalom, not at the time of biur. What does shalom b'shas biuro mean? So Rashi, third wide line, says shalom b'shas biuro b'tchilas sheish v'kol sheish. Shalom b'shas biuro means the beginning of the sixth and the whole sixth hour. That's where you have to burn it. That's called shalom b'shas biuro. Avo b'sha'as biuro, but at sha'as biuro, which according to Rashi means after chatzos, when you're ready in the world of the orises, so then hashpasas b'chol davar. Then you could get rid of it in any way. So ask the Gemara, according to Rashi, why do we have to give you an hour to go find firewood? Big deal! That mitzvah to burn it is only in the sixth hour. Just wait an hour, so then it'll be chatzos ready, and then you'll be able to get rid of it in any way. You don't need firewood, you throw it up into the sky. Tosas is bothered how you could say you wait. So Tosas has the opposite case. Shalosh b'shas b'yirom, shas b'yiro. You can look at Tosas, emasai. But anyway, that's the Gemara's question. So why don't you just say, according to Rashi, why don't you just say you wait? You don't need the wood. So El Amarava, Rava gives a third answer to what the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is. Why does he answer even in the fifth hour? Not a difference between Eidus and Chametz. Not because of Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, but Gzeir Mishum Yom HaMa'unan. Gzeir Mishum, a cloudy day. You might not see the sun, and therefore you won't know what side of the sky the sun is on. So Hiyachi Efilu Ba'arba Shos Nami Lo Nechol. So then why do you go back even 2 hours? Why just answer the fifth hour, even the fourth hour should be answer if it's cloudy? Amar Rav Papa, Dal is Van Suda L'Kolhi. No, everybody eats breakfast in the fourth hour. So you're not going to get confused. You get the regular normal time that you get hungry, your stomach starts growling, and you eat breakfast, you can know that's the fourth hour. The next hour, you're not going to be so sure. So that's why, we're going to have to take precautions. Tana Rabbana related to this about eating hours. We have this in Masechta Shabbos. Sha'a Rishona Machaludim. The early hour, the first hour of the day, that's when Ludim eat breakfast. Shnia Machalistim. The second hour is when the bandits eat, right? Because they're on the run. They slept. They're going to have to be on the run before daybreak. They're going to eat early in the morning in the second hour. Shlish is Machal Yarshim. The third hour is the Machal of Yarshim, of people who didn't have to work for a living. So they woke up a little late, and now they could eat breakfast. Revias Machal Paulim. The fourth hour is the Paulim. After they've worked a couple hours, now they could eat. Chamish is Machal Tamid HaChachamim. The fifth hour is Machal, the eating of Tamid HaChachamim. Shish is Machal Galad. And the sixth hour is eating of everybody. So as for Papa, Amar Papa Revias Mansud La Kolhi, we just said the fourth hour is the time that everybody eats breakfast, not the sixth hour. So Ella Eifuch, switch it. Revias Machal Kaladim, the fourth hour is when everybody eats. Chamish is Machal Paulim, Shish is Machal Tamid Chachamim. Mikan Ve'eluch, if somebody doesn't eat in these hours and only eats afterwards, Kazorik Evan Lachemis. It's like you're throwing a stone into an empty jar, meaning it's not healthy. Amar Abaya, Lo Amar Nel Tol Tom Midi Bitsafer. This is only if you didn't take a snack in the morning before you eat your big breakfast. But if you took a little snack in the morning, and then you delayed your breakfast, then there's no problem. Obviously, not talking about taking a snack before davening. Must be you davened first, and then you took a little snack, and then you went about your business, and then you're going to have breakfast later. We'll stop here, Hashem, and Hashem, we continue tomorrow. So, yeah, so tomorrow we have one more daf of regular Pesachim, and then on Tuesday we start Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Those are could be the most challenging dafim in Pesachim, the last 10 blot of the first parak, all the Tumen Taurus of this. Oh.